Okay, today's daf is Ma'aser Sheni, daf Lamed Tes, 39, and we are on Lamed Ches Amud Beis, as we continue here in the fourth parak of Ma'aser Sheni. As we know, the fifth parak is all about Netar Ravai. And now we're talking all about Ma'aser Sheni. So we're talking about the Ha'arama, Ma'arimin. The Mishnah said on Lamed Zayin Amud Beis that a person can be Ma'arim, Ma'arimin on Ma'aser Sheni. One could do some strategies in order to be able to not pay the chomesh. And how is that? To get somebody else to pay the chomesh for you. And the way that would work is as long as the same person does not own the money and the fruit, so that is how it would work. And the Gemara says, the Mishnah said that it depends if a person could give the money to their child and to their eved. La'avdil l'shiv chaso ha'ivrim. So we had the yukim on yesterday's daf about ketanim and the level of, and the age. Now we'll talk about avadim. So the Mishnah said that you cannot give it to your eved or shivcha kina'ani, because they are an extension of you, mashakana eved kana rabo, and therefore giving it to my eved kana'ani in order to then be poda for me, that's like, I'm doing it. That's even different than a shliach. We spoke about shlichos in the last year. That's different than shlichos. That's just me, mashakana eved kana rabo. It becomes mine, and therefore it is not out of my rishus. So that's what the Mishnah said reflects. Our Mishnah reflects that an eved kana'ani does not have any type of independent financial standing. So we're going to talk about a couple of other Mishnayos and what impression you get from them. Taman Tanina on verse 1st. We learned in the Mishnah in Baba Metzia. The Mishnah Baba Metzia tells us, Sadiq Hasim Abbas, Hashoel in the Bavli. Hashoel is a Bahara, Vishil Chalo. Person's a Shoel, Perak Hashoel. So a person is borrowing a cow. And the Shoel says, he wants to get the cow. So what happens? The mashil sends the cow, the reisha of that mishnah. Only the reisha is quoted in our Gemara, but really the diak is from the seifa. V'shilchalo biad bado biad avdo b'shlucho. The mashil on his own sends the cow to the shoel. So the mishnah there says, right? It's quoted in the Rav Chaim Kanievsky and the other mafarshim. So in that case, the shoel is not kone and is not chayev an onsin until he gets it, because until then, it's still considered extension of the mashiels, right? That's the emesa putter. The Mishnah says if it dies on the way, putter. The shoel is going to be putter. Pirish emesa. I'm reading Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Emesa baderach putter da'akati lo yotzei mirshus mashiel. It's still in the mashiel's rishus. V'hainu, but that's only kishelo amar lo shoel shalach. If the shoel did not say send, but the seif of that Mishnah says if the shoel said send it to me, then automatically he's chayiv in onsin. Right when the mashil's eved started bringing it. Wait a minute, the mashil's eved, isn't the mashil's eved exactly like the mashil? Ah, so what do you see from there? The fact that the mashil's eved could be considered independent somewhat, is considered out of the mashil's rishus, that's what the shoel is chayiv. So don't you get an impression from that mishnah about Metzia that the yad eved is not exactly like yad rabo. That's what the Rav Chaim Yefti explains. B'yad avdecha, b'yad shluchacha. If the shoel says, send it in your eved's hand. V'meisa chayiv. V'tayma kasal kataitach. What's the havamina? Hashta. Mishim shoha eved o hashliach. Mishah shenitna mashil yadan. From the second that the mashil puts it into their hands. Zachu ba l'shoel. They have been zochahit on behalf of the shoel. V'is chayiv ba'onsim ehishayta. And they're chayiv ba'onsim. So don't you see from there, back to the Gemara, less hada amra sho eved zocha me'rabo la'acher. So you see from there that a person's eved can be zocha from their own master on behalf of someone else. So it's against our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says that you cannot give it to an eved kanani. A person cannot give it to their own eved kanani to be poda for them, because that's just an extension of them. And here, from that Mishnah Baba Metzia, it seems like, no, the eved kanani can be separate. The eved kanani can be zochet on behalf of the shoel, and that's why the shoel would be chayiv and onsin right away. So the Gemara says, Gemara's going to have two answers to that question, but just one point before that, and that is the idea that a shoel is chayiv and onsin. Why would you be chayiv and onsin? We know a shomer chinam, a shomer sachar, all the different rules. Shomer chinam is on the chayiv and mshia. Shomer sachar is chayiv and gnev aveda. That why? Where do those chayivim come from? It comes from the kabbalah shmira. I'm makabel to guard something. I'm makabel to guard it from negligence. I won't be negligent. So I'm makabel to guard it from gneva va'aveda. That's from the kabbalah shmira. But onsin, That can't be focused on the Kabbalah Shmira, because you can't guard from an ones. I'm a Kabbalah, and I'm going to guard it from an ones. No, that the chi of onsen can't flow from a Kabbalah Zacharias, a Kabbalah Shmira. So then, the Rishonim explained, that flows from Kinyanim. There are Kinyane She'ela. Because a Shoal is allowed to use it, he owns it in a certain sense, and that ownership is why he's chayiv and owns it. Just like a regular, if I own something and an onis happens to own something, an asset of mine, I bear the brunt of the loss. So to a shoel. If a shoel is part owner, so then that's why he has to bear the brunt of the loss, and he's chayiv and owns it. Right? And many sources relate to this. I'll just quote one. Right? The Gemara in Bava Kamma, Daf Yud Aleph. Rabbi Kav Daf Yud Aleph talks about shamin. Shamin. Shmuel says, ein shamin. What is shamin? If there's a damage or a depreciation between what was and what is, do you estimate the difference? Saying shamin lo laganav lo lagazlan. A ganav and a gazlan, you're not shamin to. You don't do the difference. You just pay in full. Ela l'nezikin. For nezek, one is shamin. One estimates the difference. One estimates the difference. Rashi quotes, what's ein shamin? Minag dayanim. Somebody steals an animal or a kli and it depreciates and it gets less. We don't estimate and give the broken pieces and the carcass to the owner, and then the ganav has to just be mashlim the difference. No. She asked her ganav, but the ganav has to pay full price, and the broken pieces he keeps. The ganav keeps. So the Gemara says that you don't do shamin, you don't estimate for ganav and gazlan, but for nezek you do. For nezek you do. Va'ani omer af l'shoel. Va'ava modeli. And Shmuel says, I also say it by a shoel. A shoel also. We say ain shamin. So where does that come from? So Tosfos here quotes the Yerushalmi. And Tosfos quotes an important Yerushalmi. In lumdis purposes. V'hainu taima, the ganav v'gazlan, Sistosis, here, yeah, but come yud alf. V'hainu taima, the ganav v'gazlan, kanu miyad, kishahotziyo meirushas bailim. There are kinyani geneva and kinyani gzela, and that's why you're not shaman, because the ganav owns it all and he has to pay back. Aval gmazik lo, nischayev el kamoshi izik. A mazik is not kona anything. It just smashes somebody's property, so he has to pay for it. And that's the reason why for shoel also we say ein shamin. Why? Like a ganav. Kivan, dechayev, ba'onsin, nimsa, sheknao, misha, shahotzi, v'yadabayla. There's the lashon. Since it's chayev and onsim, that reflects kinyan. That's not based on shmira. Reflects kinyan. Misha, shahotzi, v'yadabayla, madamim, hu deschayev, kuma ganav and gazlan. And he just has to pay value like ganav and gazlan. That's one. There's another important makar. And that's the Ritva. The Ritva in Kiddushin, Daf Mem Zayin. The Ritva in Kiddushin, Mem Zayin, Amid Beis. Where the Gemara there says, in the name of Rav Huna, Hashoel Kardo Mechavero. If I borrow an axe from my friend, when am I kona it? The Gemara there uses the Lashon of Kinyan. Bikabo Kna'o, Lo Bikabo Lo Kna'o. Once I use it. Right, Rav Huna says, you have to use the axe in order to be kona the axe. So ask the Ritva, since where's the, that's a kinyan of what? To use it? To me, Emil, say, ask the Ritva. Da she'ela matana liyomehu. That's an important lashon. She'ela is a matana liyome amenas lahachzir. That's his lashon. Isn't she'ela like a matana amenas lahachzir? Interesting comparison, right? The Gemara Bamitzia Nunvav says that schirus is mechira liyome. The Ritva here says she'ela is also. So to be a milsa, isn't she'ela matana liyome, and therefore v'amaylo kanya shol b'meshicha. So why isn't he kone it right when he pulls it? The shol should be kone it right when you pull the axe. What's Tosfos talking about? Right? Why is it? Why does the Ritva? So why does the Gemara say that he is only kone it when he uses it? Kaman is metaltal in da'alma da'vilizman. I'm always koneh metaltan b'mashicha. V'su, kiva delo mikneh b'mashicha, amay mikneh b'bikua. And if I wasn't koneh when I pulled it, why would I be koneh when I use it? Shelo matzinu kinyin zeh b'shemakom. She kli nikneh b'haschalas malacha. You never find this type of kinyin anywhere. That the kinyin, it's nikneh when you start using it. That's the kinyin. Tirates li Rabbeinu Nero. So the Ritva says, my Rebbe told me. Who's this Rebbe? Is it the Ra'ah? The Ra'ah he's referring to? I don't think he's referring to the Rashba here. Tirates li Rabbeinu Nero. Dilahaki lo mikvi kli b'she'ela b'meshicha. And even if you don't hold of this Shita, this is a Yesod in She'ela. This is why the kli she'ela is not nikne b'meshicha. Mishun de b'she'ela lo mikne legufa kli klau ela tashmish shebo. By she'ela, you're not interested in the item. You're interested in the usage of the item. So you don't want to be kone the item. You want to be kone the usage of the item. How are you kone usage of item? By using it. Ve'ena tashmish ahu roi liknos b'meshicha. You can't be kone usage by pulling. Just like shtaros, pulling a star, that's not good enough, right? Ain osios nikras bevesira. She'ein meshicha kone ela b'moshech guf hadavar hanikne. Meshicha works where you are being kone the item that you are pulling. And therefore, here it's not going to work because here you are trying to be kone the tashmish. Ava benosin kli l'tashmisho. She'ein tashmish davar yotzei migufo lo shamanu she'ein nikne b'meshicha v'lo b'kinyin b'shum makom. Right? We don't find that that's nikne b'meshicha. Right? The Mishnah is in Kiddushin don't talk about kinyin hishtamshus. Kinyin hishtamshus. And therefore, that's where this comes from. That's where this comes from. Right, you're not kone through meshicha, and then the Ritva adds. So the fact that you're kone it with usage, that's takanta derabanan. Shetiknu kain kadeshi ekiyim ludevrayim. Shlo yafzer bo b'chatzim alatzar shalzev v'yafzid. So, and he continues. Okay, but that's the Ritva. The Ritva defining that She'ela is a kinyan of Hishtamshus. Interesting. Okay, we continue. So says the Gemara. So again, back to the Gemara. The Gemara quoted the Gemara B'Metzia. Doesn't the Gemara B'Metzia show that an Eved Kenani has an independent standing? Because the Mishnah in B'Metzia says that when the Shoal says to the Mashiel, send your Eved with the thing, with the cow, right when the Eved starts taking it, the Shoal is Chayav and Onsen. That shows that the Eved Kenani is separate. So the Gemara has two answers. Amar Rav Elazar, Tiftar be'Eved Ivri. Maybe that Mishnah in Bava Metzia is not talking about Eved Kenani. It's talking about Eved Ivri. Right? It just says Eved there, Biad Avdo. Maybe it's Eved Ivri, and Eved Ivri we know has independent standing. Amar Rav Yochanan, or Afilo Tiftarine be'Eved Kenani. Even if it's about Eved Kenani, maybe there's no Raya that an Eved Kenani has independent. Because maybe the case is as follows. Tiftar But Omer lo psachla v'hiba me'eleha. Maybe the case is where the Shoal didn't say, tell your Eved to bring it to me. All the Shoal said was, open your gate and let the cow go out. That's all he says. And what happened? The Mashal sends the cow with the hand in the hands of the Eved. So the Eved is really not no better than the cow going by itself in that case. The Eved happens to be taking the cow, but it's not that that was needed. Right. So the Kenyan happened. Look at the Mara fold up. There was no Zechia that had to happen on behalf of the Shoel. Shahare Zachaba HaShoel Miyad Kishayatas Mi Beis Hamashil. Right when the cow went out of the Beis Hamashil, he was ready to kone. Ready to kone because he said, you know, just send it out and that'll be good enough for me. Open the door. And therefore, says the Gemara, that's the second day. So the Gemara Bava Metzia, no raya that the Eved Kenani is separate, independent. A, because maybe that's about Eved Ivri. B, maybe it's about where he just says, let it open the door and let him come by itself. Vitani Kane, the Gemara says, I'll bring you a raya. I'll bring you another proof that even without doing a physical act, one can be kone by she'ela. Tani Kane, what happens if the Shoel leads the animal? Himshicha pulls the animal. Karala uvas acharav. Or calls to the animal. So calling to the animal, that's not a physical action. And yet, nischayev lo l'shalim kishoel. Yet the chiyuvei she'ela kick in. So you see from there, you don't need the physical act. Look at the gra. Look at the bira gra. V'tani kein enigim shicha. Alma. Af lo asa b'maisa. Even if no physical act was done. Kagon shakara la uba'a. Namim nischayef hashor l'shalim. Still, it's good enough. Tekivat she'amar she'tikanis l'rshuso takeif mishayatsa mirshuso harehu birshus hashoal. So to hear by opening by psicha. Eved Ivri Eved Kenani is a huge topic. There is a Ramban by Eved Kenani, and there's a machlokas that applies by Eved Ivri also. Eved Kenani is a status change, right? Eved Ivri is a full Jew, and Eved Ivri is chayev in all mitzvahs. Right, Eved Ivri is a full Jew. He's just poor, or he stole, and Beis Din sells him, and he has to make some money. And Eved Kenani is a non-Jew who decides that he's going to go into the Eved Kenani world, which is somewhere in the middle. He does not have full Kedushas Yisrael, but he is not a Ben Noach. He's chayiv in mitzvahs like a woman, like he's chayiv in almost all the mitzvahs, except for this man Grumas. That's an Eved. And Eved Kenani, the discussion in the Rishonim, what happens at the end of his Eved Kenani state? He has to go to the mikvah again to become a Jew. Is that a din d'araisa? Is that a din d'rabbanan? Is he really fully Jewish but with limitations? Or is he not fully Jewish and he has to, you know, expand the Kedusha? So that's a discussion. But there's a Ramban. The Ramban in the Kedushin Tezayin. Rabbi Kedushin Tezayin has an important point, which all the Rishonim quote after him, and that is an Eved Kenani, his essence, he has a status that's different than Eved Ivri. Eved Ivri is a full Jew. Eved Kenani is different, right? How do you kone an Eved Kenani? You have to have a get. How do you free an Eved Kenani? Shtar shichver, not just money. You need a shtar, just like a woman needs a get. There are comparisons. La me'isha. So the Ramban says, what does that reflect? The fact that you need a shtar, says the Ramban right here. Kedushin Tezayin Aval Kach Nirali Dekiva Deshnei Kinyanim Hein Ba'Avdus. There are two kinyanim. Echad kinyan mamon. One is a monetary kinyan. And that the Eved Kenani shares with an Eved Ivri. Echad kinyan mamon. Vu kinyan demaisa yadav. The echad, the Ramban's lashon, kinyan iser. Shehu osro bibas Yisrael. He can't marry a Jew. Upotro mi mikzas mitzvahs. And he's a Jew. Talik from the Ramban. He's a Jew, but this kinyan is preventing him from marrying a full Jew. And the p'tur, right? The lashon of p'tur mixes mitzvahs. The kinyan aguf hazeh hu amatzricho get cheirus later nifka b'dibur. Because of this kinyan iser, which is also called kinyan aguf, that's why he needs a shtar to go free. Dome le kinyan ishus shutzar get latiro, like a marriage. Umi menu hu lamad lefichach amru af Eved Ivri yesh l'rabo bo kinyan iser. Says the Ramban, if this is true, that the Eved Kenani has both, I think even an Eved Ivri has both. Why? Because how in the world could an Eved Ivri be given a shivcha kena'anis by the master? Right? An Eved Ivri can marry somebody who's semi-not Jewish? How would that be possible? It must be that the Eved Ivri also has a status that's changed from a regular full Jew. And that's the Ramban Shita. The Ramban says, even an Eved Ivri has a Kenyan Isser. L'fichach amru, sh'af Eved Ivri yesh l'rabo bo Kenyan Isser, sh'arei matiro b'shivcha kena'anis. The ein kinyan iser nifka below get bain beishus bain ba'avdus hilchach rav shemachal girono ein girono machol el habli kamafgar avdus shetzor get shichrur v'chein kinyan aguf al ze haderech hu. That's what he continues. Quotes a rivet he doesn't like, but that's the Ramban. But again, Eved Ivri Eved Kenani is a very big sugya that we just touched on here. Let's continue. Reb Zeira Shamala Minhacha. So we just spoke about Mishnah and Bamitsia. What does that have to tell us about the status of Eved Kenani? So now let's go to another Mishnah. Let's go to a Mishnah in Erevin that we quoted already on Amabes on the Amud before. Reb Zeira Shamala Minhacha. Remember the context? Shituf Mavos. I want all the chatzers want to be able to carry in the alleyway. So, like an Erev Chatzeris where you put a box of matzah, here you put a barrel of wine. So you put a barrel of wine, and you have to do it with somebody else, because a person has to, I'm going to give this bottle of wine on behalf of everyone in all the chatzers. So you have to find somebody who can be zochet on behalf of everybody. So it can't be you. Aval eino mezachah, so it could be anyone who's independent. Right, the Gedolim and others that were said in the first half of that Mishnah. Aval eino mezachah, but you can't use lo adei b'no bito akhtanim. You can't use your young children, right, because they're you in your bank account. Aval lo adei avdo v'shifchasu kenanim. And you cannot use your Eved Kenani. B'vdeisha yadon ki yado. So what do you see from that Mishnah? You cannot use an Eved Kenani to put b'mezachah your sheet of mavos for everyone else. Les hada amra she'ina Eved zachah mi'avalacher. So doesn't that prove, like our Mishnah here in Maaser Sheni, that a person, an Eved Kenani, cannot be Zocha on behalf of others? He can't be Zocha on behalf, in Mar Mishnah, Maaser Sheni. So that's why he can't be Podeh, the Maaser Sheni for you. And also, there in Erevin, he can't be Zocha, the wine, on behalf of everybody else. So the Gemara says, no, maybe that Mishnah Erevin is no Raya. Maybe that's no Raya, that the mainstream Shita is that Eved Kenani is not his own bank financial status. Tifter Karebi Meir, maybe that Mishnah Erevin is only like Rebbe Meir Shita. And the Rabbanim wouldn't say, hold of it, who's Rebbe Meir? There is a Machlokas Tanoim in Kiddushin Daf Chaf Beis. When an Eved Kenani wants to go free, who pays? Besides the Shtar Shichrur, who pays the money? Who pays the money to get the Eved Kenani free? So Rebbe Meir says, someone else has to give the money to the owner. A third party. What? Because the second, let's say, what the third party is going to give the Eved the money and then to give to the Adon. The second that the Eved has the money, it goes to the Adon. Remeir says it's impossible for an Eved to own something. Ain a Kenyan le'Eved below Rabbo. Even if the third party says, I'm only giving this to you, I'm anas that the Adon has no rights, doesn't matter. Remeir says doesn't matter. Right? Right? When the Eved gets it, it goes to the master. And that's why the only way Rebbe Meir holds that an Eved could go free as if a third party pays the master directly. That's the Lashon V'Kona is Asma B'Kesef Al Yedei Acherim. Divrei Rebbe Meir. V'Chachamim Omrim, no. The Chum say a third party could give the Eved money almanas that the master does not have any rights to it. B'Kesef Al Yedei Atzmo. B'Kesef Al Yedei Atzmo. So maybe, says the Gemara, what do you see from there? They're going to be Meir? It's full proof. It's full. According to Rebbe Meir, there's no way that an Eved could have money without the master getting it. So maybe that Mishnah in Erevin is only according to Rebbe Meir Shita. Tiftark Rebbe Meir. To Rebbe Meir Aved Yad Eved Ki Yad Rabo. But maybe the Rabbanon would say that the Eved Kenani is not exactly like Yad Rabo, and therefore there's some flexibility. And maybe an Eved Kenani can have some independence from his master, according to the Rabbanon. So Gemara says, but wait a minute, Vatani Ishto. In Erevin it also says that a man can give it to his wife, and the wife could be Zocha on behalf. And we know, Rebbe Meir says, an Isha to a master is like an Eved to an Adon. Rebbe Meir Savar Yada Isha Ki Yad Baila. Rebbe Meir says, Yada Isha is exactly like Yad Baila. You can't give a woman anything without her husband. So therefore, that Mishnah in Erevin can't be like Rebbe Meir. Because then the Isha line doesn't fit in according to Ishita. So we have to go back. That Mishnah in Erevin must be like the Rabbanan, and therefore it's a Raya. It's a raya that an Eved Kenani cannot own anything, cannot be zocha on behalf of anybody else. So the Gemara says, no, maybe not. I'll save the kasha. Meaning, maybe it's true that maybe that Mishnah in Erevin is only Rebbe Meir. What do you do about Isha? So maybe there's a difference between Isha and Eved. Rebbe Hananya, b'shem Rebbe Pinchas, tiftar kadein tanya. Right? Interpret it like the following tana. There's a machlokes in the following brisa within Rebbe Meir Shita. The Tanya, the Tosefta says, Ishto eino poda l'maaser sheni. If a man gives his wife money to be poda maaser sheni, that doesn't solve the chomesh. Meaning, he has to pay the chomesh because she is him. Giving it to the wife is not a separate someone else that doesn't have to pay the chomesh. But Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Omer Rabbi Shimon ben Meir, Ishto poda l'maaser sheni. No, not true. Shimon ben Elazar says that according to Rabbi Meir, a woman is called an acher, and therefore can be poder maaser sheni. So what do you see from Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar's Rebbe Meir? Rebbe Meir holds in the Mishnah in Kiddushin that an Eved, Yad Eved is Kiyad Rabo, period. And even if I give it to an Eved, Shelo, Amanas, that the Eved, the master doesn't get it, tough luck. So that's not true by Isha. Vahadein Tanya, according to this opinion, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar's Rebbe Meir, Rebbe Meir, Avad, Yad Eved Kiyad Rabo, below Yad Isha Kiyad Baila. So maybe the Gemara ends off by saying that that Mishnah in Erevin is no Raya, that the mainstream Shita of the Rabbanan is that an Eved Kenani cannot own anything separate from the master. We don't know the Rabbanan Shita. We just know that that Mishnah in Erevin could be Rabbi Meir Shita. Rabbi Meir who says, Yad Eved Kiyad Rabo, totally. And that's why he says an Eved Kenani cannot go free with money that he gives to the master. It has to be a third party. But maybe that's Rebbe Meir Shita. And a wife, Rabbi Meir agrees that a wife could be different. Rabbi Shimon Allah says Rabbi Meir. But according to the Rabbanan, we don't have any evidence from that Mishnah in Erevin. Good. Hayomi Bagorin Vechulu. So what happens? The next part of the Mishnah, the other strategy that we had. Right back on Lama Zayin Abay, somebody's in the Goren. They don't have any money with them. They don't have money with them. So, and they want to eat some of their, you know, Meister Sheni. So a person could give the money to their friend and say, you know, they could give the fruit or whatever's in the Goren to their friend. Here, this is yours. And then they could say, the money in my house. Money in my house is chal on this. So Barishona says the Gemara, Barishona Yosin came to Mos. Originally, they did it with money. Meaning a person wanted to get rid of the chomesh, not pay the chomesh. So they found somebody in the Goren. They would give them money and say, you know, be poda my fruit with that money. The problem is they would take the money and they'd run. They would just run. Right? And therefore that didn't work. You thought he was your friend, but right when he got the hold of the money, he left. The achronim I saw discuss, why didn't he give it matana manas lahachzir? And therefore, nobody wanted to steal. Right? Why these guys run away? Because the owner gave them money with a full heart. The only way that you're going to get out of not paying the chomesh is if it was a real matana. So why didn't he give matana manas lahachzir? It must be that the rabbana wouldn't have allowed that. That looks too fishy. It looks too fishy if it's a matana lahachzir mamish to get out of paying the chomesh. That's a little more difficult. But originally they used to give money, but then people ran away with the money. Hiskin and Shiyos and Papyrus. They said, okay, they started giving the fruit because the fruit. It's a tircha. It would be a tircha to run away with the fruit. So people want to run away. But then, but they used to take the fruit, and then right after the switch was done, and the fruit became chulan, they'd eat some of it. So the guy was losing. So what was the final solution? They said, do be makne. The owner of the produce should be makne to the friend. A tiny, tiny piece of karka, right? A karka kolshu. And then through kinyan agav, give him the fruit also. Give him the fruit. His kinyashi, mezake lo echnem yasar la karka, be mezake the meister sheni, the 10%, through a kinyan agav. So then, that wouldn't be a problem in terms of a person running away, right? That solved the problem. Look at the Mara Folda Klomer Kishir Meiser Sheni Shu Echam Yasari Begorin Mizachal Oide Karka V'Shuvin Kank Shashazu. There's no shash that anybody's running away with anything. Good. Rabbi Inya, interesting story. Rabbi Inya Bar Sisi Solakabi Rabbi Yona. Rabbi Inya went to Rabbi Yona. Amar Lei Efrak Lecha Bahada Silla. So Rabbi Yona was there. Rabbi Inya gave Rabbi Yona a sella. And he said, you know, take this money and be po dema maestro sheni. Efrak lecha about the silla. Right? It's clear from all these gemaras that not doing the chomesh is not so bad. The Mishnah gives advice how to get out of the chomesh, and rabbis did this. So, Rav Inya gave Rav Yonah this silla and said, please be po de. Omar iboyneis nasa. Rav Yonah said, after it was done, after he was po de and now the money has the kedusha. He says back to Rav Inya, "Ibai made as I say. If you want to take it, you take it back. You can take back your money, like Mr. He would have wanted him to do." Chazav Nastaminez, he took it back from him. Rav Anya took it back from Rav Yonah. What is the Gemara emphasizing with this story? And why did he ask him? Amar Rav Yonah, Kadsharis Daite. Rav Yonah said, "When he gave it to me, I estimated his das de ilu nasta, that if I would just take this and just leave." He wouldn't say anything to me. Meaning, I estimated, I knew that he was giving me this money to me, Belief Shalem. Right? Because if it wasn't Belief Shalem, the whole thing wouldn't work. But I saw that he was giving it to me, Belief Shalem. That's why I gave it back to him. I gave it back to him because I saw that he was emistic and he was, somebody who was taking the halacha seriously and giving it to me with a full heart. Good. Says the next Mishnah. So this Mishnah we refer to way back 39 days ago. Back in the first Mishnah in the Masechta, we said you can't do business, you can't sell Meister Sheni. But we said then, the Isra of selling Meister Sheni is only where it keeps the Kedusha. I have Meister Sheni fruit, I'm going to sell it to you, and the fruit is going to stay Kadosh Meister Sheni. That's a Bizayin. But if when I'm selling it, I'm also basically doing an act of Chilul, I'm selling you fruit, you're going to give me money, I'm selling you fruit, but at the same time that the fruit's going to be yours, the fruit's going to lose its Kedusha. And the fruit's going to become chulin, and the money that you give me is going to be kadosh. So that's okay. That's allowed. That's allowed, right? That's what the Marafolta points out here, compared to the first mission in the Masechta, the first Marafolta, right? If somebody's mocher ma'aser sheni kideshi is chalel al demei amechira, if you are most nitfasin mekdushas ma'aser, because I'm not sure the mocher, that's allowed. That you're allowed to do. It's not a problem. It's not a violation of the first Mishnah. But it's not that which we learned in the first parak. A mocher no so hainu lo licho li Yerushalayim veloshi amos nitfasin mekdushas ma'aser. You're not switching the kedusha onto the money. Right, so therefore, that's why how this is different than the first Mishnah in the Masechta. So the issue though here is, so there's basically two things going on here. There's a kinyan, there's a sale, and there's a chilul. And they don't happen at the exact same time. So the Mishnah says, Mashach mimenu meiser besela, it doesn't happen at the same time, and what happens if this price fluctuation in between? So Mashach mimenu meiser besela, I pull meiser sheni, and it's the meiser sheni is worth a sela, and now I have to pay you a sela. For lo hispik leftosa shama b'shtayim, but by the time I get around to paying you, I have to pay two. So we learned earlier, pidyon is always done, determined at the moment of the pidyon. But the kinyan was already determined when I did Mashiach. When I did Mashiach on your fruit, so then that fruit is mine. Say, ready, I owe you one. So what does he do? Nosin lo sela, so he has to pay him one sela. Umistaker besela, and he saves a sela. But, umayser sheni shelo. That extra sela, he has to designate two selas for umayser sheni. One of them he has to give, and one of them he could keep. He could keep it because he only owes him one, because when he did Mashiach, it was only worth one. But the second, he has to do two for Maaser Sheni, because that goes by Shas Pidyon. And the opposite. Mashach Mimenu Maaser B'Shtayim. If I pull the Maaser, two. Therefore, I owe you two. For lo yisbek lefto tzachem b'selam. By the time the Pidyon comes around, it's only one. So really, the Kedusha of Maaser Sheni is only going to be on one. So what do I do? So I have to pay you one. So nosin lo sela mei chulio. I have to give you one, which is going to get kedusha ma'aser sheni on it. So I have to give you that from my chulin. From my chulin, I give that to you one, and then I have to pay you a second one because when I did the meshicha, I owe you two. The second one I can give you with ma'aser sheni money. Because I don't have to give you chulin that ma'aser sheni is going to be chal on. I can just give you some ma'aser sheni money. Vesela shem ma'aser sheni shelo, and I can have to give you a sela ma'aser sheni. The Gemara just adds, if hayama aretz no sin lo midama. If a person is an ama aretz, you should give, you know, chulin. No sin lo midama just means he should give chulin so that he is not up to a potential problem in the future. Okay, we'll have to stop here. By Hapoda, Hashem, we will continue next time.